And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, thank you, Mr. Music. I wish you wouldn't give such a severe cut sign, though, to the whistlers.
Just at the end of the week. For some reason. We look at the costumes they've got for us today.
Oh,
I don't know who picked these out, but...
Oh, my.
Ray is dressed as an Iowa farmhand, and I am a fireman, I guess. I don't know, I don't get the significance.
And you're as what, a fireman?
Fireman, yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll wear the suits during the entire program. Then after the show, I guess we can change back into our usual fool suits.
Yes.
Somebody here having trouble again in the audience?
Natalie Tired is here today.
Hello, 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 hello. We're off, we're off. We're really here to sing and say a song, hooray.
We're in the college mood now with football going on and everything.
Yeah, there'll be pep rallies all over the country tonight, you know, getting ready for the game tomorrow.
Have you had a lot of letters suggesting college songs that you should sing?
I've had four, easy, at least four. And the winner this week is Ohio State.
Good. Getting up to the Midwest almost.
That's right, out the Big Ten.
Yep. And Eddie is all set over there?
Appears to be.
Yeah, I'm all ready.
You're not going to drop the sticks today, Eddie.
I'm going to hang on.
Right. All right. Well, now here is the winning school this week, Ohio State. And we want to thank little Lyle Kremlett for sending in the nice letter.
Very nice letter it was, too. And here's Natalie to say it.
Fight the team across the field. Show them Ohio's here. Let the earth reverberate with a mighty cheer. Rah, rah, rah. Hit them hard and see how they fall. Never let them get the ball. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Let's win that old conference now.
A salute to Ohio State, because Natalie Tired has said their fight song.
He doesn't pay any attention. He doesn't look to see.
Doesn't seem to know when you're coming to the end of the
See, thing. I stopped talking. I even backed away from the microphone, started to pick up the music.
That's very good microphone technique.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no excuse for being sorry here. Now, who did that?
Not me. All right.
You're not looking at my nibs, are you?
No, I'm not looking at your nibs at all.
There is somebody in the audience, I think, that's...
He's been plaguing us the last few days.
Uncomfortable in some way. What do you say right
serious,
now?
Serious, though, really. If it's been going on, it seems like a couple of days, this fellow really should see a physician.
Yeah, I know, but you can't ask him not to come in. He enjoys the show so much.
I know.
He just sits there and laughs and hiccups all the way through. Let's have a word for Columbia Stereo right now.
To those who play and watch us play, there is never so grieved as you start me. Not that the roles and be the sadly, but the kills of the pals of the Satan's were and the habits.
No, that's not the right word.
Wrong word. Here's the right word here.
Bonjour, I am Jacques Leroy, expert on the stereophonic phonograph. I will now clear up this whole subject. S'il vous plaît, listen to ordinary stereo. A girl crossing the street. Eh bien, now on Columbia Stereo 1. Oh, that was a pretty girl crossing the street. Quelle différence! The fantastic Columbia Stereo 1 phonograph gives you all the realism and excitement of a live performance. What in a moment, mademoiselle. Oh, la la. Oh, pardon. You see, only Columbia has exclusive stereo projection. Not just a few separated speakers, I know, but multiple speakers that send interlocking circles of sound through every inch of the room. See the Columbia Phonograph Man Toot Suite. Columbia Stereo 1 Portable start at $39.95. Cancels from $129.95. Attendez, ma chérie! Wait for me!
And now it's wrap-up time, featuring first-rate detective Peter Newbery as he settles the case of the stolen Vandermeer painting.
All right. I want everyone to remain in this place. The person who stole the Vandermeer painting is in this room.
Dear me, I'd never have nerve enough to steal a picture.
I didn't say you stole it, Mrs. Crutchley. On the other hand, I'm not saying you didn't. As a matter of fact, you're all suspect here.
Well, Newbery, I think you're bluffing. I don't have to stay here and be slandered. I'm leaving.
I can't keep you here against your will, Mr. Montgomery. But there's a saying about criminals. If you've got nothing to hide, by humane laws, you will abide.
Well, I don't know what that means, but if I leave now, you'll probably hound me wherever I go.
I'm glad you've decided to stay, Mr. Montgomery. Well, I suppose most of you are wondering whether I know the identity of the criminal.
Well, you certainly have been wondering.
Well, I'd like to know. I want to know where the picture went. Let's get this thing over with. I want to get out of here.
Well, I know one thing. The person who stole the picture is left-handed.
Well, how do you know that, Newbery?
When our thief left the museum, he left a calling card behind him, these gloves. Notice anything about them?
Well, they certainly aren't what you'd call nice gloves.
More than that, Mrs. Crutchley, notice that the right glove is more soiled than the left one.
But wouldn't that make the thief right-handed, Newbery?
No, Montgomery. The less soiled glove is always a dead giveaway. You see, it means the wearer saved that hand for more important business, shall we say.
Well, that puts me in the clear, Mr. Newbery. Those are men's gloves.
Not so fast, Mrs. Crutchley. The fact that you have extraordinarily long fingers didn't escape my notice.
Well, not in relation to my arms. Look how long they are.
Right, Mrs. Crutchley. Now, we know the criminal is left-handed, so all we have to do... Say, Mrs. Crutchley, this is certainly an interesting-looking paperweight. Do you mind if I show it to your guests?
Not at all, Mr. Newbury.
Thank you. How about you, Montgomery? Would you like to see this paperweight?
Wow, this is ridiculous. If you want me to look at it, I will, sure.
All right. Here, catch. Nice catch, Montgomery. Only trouble is, you've caught it with your left hand. You're the only one in the room who is left-handed.
No, I'm left-handed.
Oh, I am.
Oh, I'm left-handed, too.
Yeah,
I
am. Now, I think most of us are left-handed.
We're all left-handed here.
Well, that knocks your case into a cocked hat, Newbery. And now, if you'll permit us to go home...
Not so fast, Montgomery. Now, isn't the fact that you're right-handed, pretending to be left-handed...
You'll never get me, Newbery.
You won't get far, Montgomery. My men are outside.
How did you know, Mr. Newbery?
By watching Montgomery smoke a cigarette earlier this evening. He was in conflict about which hand to use, so he grasped the cigarette with both hands, something we rarely see. Let's go, Montgomery.
Welcome, recording star Mel Torme.
It's terrible trying to sing with a bad cold, so I always take four-way cold tablets to relieve cold miseries fast.
Good idea. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When you catch cold, try my way. Take four-way cold tablets. Fast way to relieve cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories.
To get rid of embarrassing dandruff in 3 minutes, change to Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair. Rub in 1 minute. Add water. Lather 1 minute. Then rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, and embarrassing dandruff's gone. At the same time, Fitch can brighten hair up to 35%. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
Gee, those kids are wonderful. Let's go down and...
Thanks a lot, Uncle Bob and Uncle Ray.
Let's go down and visit with some of the folks here. This being Friday and kind of the end of the week, and we have a little extra time on our hands. Who do we have here that would like to speak with us?
Well, I'm little Hector Burton.
Hector Burton?
Purton.
Purton. And where are you from, Hector?
Tuckahoe.
How old are you?
11.
And what does your daddy do?
He is a professional.
What? Professional what?
Doctor.
He's a professional man, a doctor.
Yeah.
And do you hope to go out and be a doctor someday?
Well, I don't much know.
You speak up a little louder, Hector, please. I don't think they're hearing you in there.
I don't know about that. And I feel terrible now that my... Here's your wallet back.
Oh, thank you.
That was bothering me. When you were going up and down the aisle during the warm down before the show.
Is that when you took it?
Yes.
Well, you've got the...
Hey, Bob, were they asking if he's got my watch because it's missing?
You have Ray's watch.
No, I didn't take his watch.
Let me see. The gentleman over here looks like he might have it. You got Ray's watch.
Excuse me. I have.
Will you give it back to me?
Okay.
Where is Ray? Catch.
Right.
How'd you happen to take Ray's watch, sir?
Well, when he was trying to get my wallet, I reached out and grabbed his watch.
When Ray was trying to get your wallet?
Yeah, during the warm down, he was walking up and down the aisle trying to grab wallets. I saw him.
Oh, I don't think he was trying. We don't
tell me. I know that guy.
Ray, did you try to take this man's wallet?
Yeah. Where'd you have it? What pocket, fella? Well, that's how I figured.
Pretty well hidden.
I keep it up here in this pocket here.
Oh, I see.
Excuse me.
All right, let's go to the other side here. We have a lady guest who we could talk to. You, sir?
No, a lady.
Oh,
I thought you said
it. Yes, I did. I didn't realize you wanted to talk to us. What do you do, ma'am?
I'm on the road.
You mean you're selling? You're a saleswoman?
No, I'm a hobo.
Oh, I've heard about lady hobos.
Yes.
And they have quite a big organization, though. They publish a newspaper and get together for a yearly...
I don't know. I'm just doing it week Monday.
Well, you've just begun.
Yes.
How do you like it so far?
Well, it's different, and...
Get to meet a lot of interesting people.
Yes, but you know, they're interesting hobos and dull hobos. They're just like in any other field. That's quite a change from my other work.
But what was that?
Dean of Women at a large Eastern college.
Well, we're certainly getting a wide variety of experience and getting out to meet the people. Anything unusual happen in the weeks that you've been a hobo?
Well, I've had Mulligatawny stew prepared in the hobo jungle.
Mm-hmm. Have you had coffee in a tin can?
Yes, we've had that. And, let's see. And I had milk in a jail.
Well, you were picked up, were you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, sometimes they hustle you right along. They say, keep moving.
Yes.
So, sometimes they just pick you up.
But you're right in the pokey there, huh?
That's right. Right in the cooler.
Well, do you think you're going to stick with this line of work, or will you go back to being the...
Well, I think I'll stay with it till the deep frost sets in, and then I think I'll probably return to my calling.
Okay, thank you very much. I think we've met enough people today. They've all been quite interesting, and been a very successful...
Here are your car keys.
Thanks a lot. Been lost without those. Now we'll have the answer to 12 down in this Sunday's crossword puzzle in just 10 seconds.
And now here's the answer to 12 down. Frozen water is ice. ICE. And we want to thank Vic Cowan, Kirby Ayres, Tom Sheehy, Joe Cabibbo, and Joe Alonzo. Until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network.